The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "These men welcome sinners and eats with them." So to them, Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had fully spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in their need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pots on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here I am dying from hunger? I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes? For him, you slaughtered the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, the parable of the prodigal son is one of those beautiful parables that we have so many things to talk about. I just want to pick one point. After this young man took his own position and left, while he was away squandering every position, the father was awake thinking about the son every day, praying to God, "Oh, I'm losing my son. God, please help me. Touch his heart that he may return back." It was because he wasn't sleeping. That was why he was able to pick him up from afar. That was why he was able to notice that, oh, even though he was afar from me, I still recognize him as my son. This is what happens to us. Each time we are drifted away from God. This is what happens to us. Each time we are angry with God because of the situation, he keeps waiting for us. He keeps thinking about us. He keeps longing that we may return back to him. What a compassionate father. What a loving father. What a forgiving father. My dear friends in Christ, this season of Lent is an opportunity for us to return back to him, to come to him with our baggages. He is ready to cleanse us. He is ready to welcome us back. He is ready to reinstall us in that position as his beloved daughters and sons.